yeah. So we are coming with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, we no rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, yeah. My gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. But that was for the friends that take off the load. One time did sit down in a class and we ported. Only said the road and we won with the road. Third form, me say, make me try a thing. And you know it formed up to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic, say a sing. Yeah, see me all digging soon, get the higher ring. Like hello, brother, me say, I just shot ya. Saw your post, a spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your shot to get so I'm here to give him the glory. I'm delighted. Jano said my passion ignited. Got the music, me excited. I'm coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But that was for the friends we take off the load. One time did sit down in a class and we both dead. Only said the road and me go on with the road. Doors. Yeah. Yeah. Doors. Oh, we not rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But that was for the friends we take off the load. One time did sit down in a class and we poured dead. Only said the road and we going with the road. Doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doors.
That was Coffee. You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 29th. For today's show, the first part of it, I have an interview with some people that were sitting on the steps of City Hall this morning when I was doing downtown trash. I rode by around 9:15 and saw the three of them sitting there with their signs and I hustled up finishing downtown trash, hoping that I could catch them at the end of my shift and that they would still be there. And sure enough, they were. And the sign said things like, we love our teachers. Our teachers deserve fair pay. And fortunately, the young people were of the generation that knows how to use technology, because this interview that I'm going to play, I didn't have my usual recorder that I'm accustomed to using. It is not with me at this time, but I had this phone device thing, the one I'm using to WhatsApp my friends in Trinidad for the bike project. And anyway, so I asked them, I was like, do you know, like, can I record an interview with you on this device? And they looked at it and said, well, you don't have the right app, whatever, on there, but you can just do a video and point it down. I'm like, video and point it down. Okay. Like where's the ear on this thing? Where does the sound come in? And they're like, oh, right here at this end. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because like when you talk on a phone, that's where your mouth is. Anyway. So this is, James and Rowan and Noah. All right. First, can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah. So, I'm Noah and I'm a seventh grader, 13 years old.
I'm James Payne. I'm a 7th grader, 13 years old.
I'm Rowan Dunkerley in 7th grade at JFK Middle School.
So you're all at JFK?
Yes,
mm-hmm. All right.
We are.
And what are you doing out here today?
We're here to stand up for teachers' underpaid wages. We're at City Hall, just like showing the community that we can stand up for our teachers.
Mm-hmm. And can you read me what your signs say?
Yeah, so right here I have a sign that says, "We stand with teachers," and on the back it says, "Change teacher contracts now." And then like a few, like, "We love," then this says, "We love our teachers," and "More pay for teachers."
Mine says, "No teachers, no success. Our teachers work hard."
Mine has, "We demand fair contract for our teachers." And on the back, "We love our teachers."
And this one says, "Pay teachers what they're worth." And this one says, "Teachers deserve respect."
What motivated you to come out here today?
I feel like the high school, especially, they came out here for climate change. And we just had a walkout at our school about, like, 2 weeks back. And we thought, let's make it, like, a bit more serious and call the Gazette and try and get, like, them to come down here and to show everyone.
Yeah, I feel like the walkout was definitely the right idea, but we decided we want to do something more because this is, like, a big problem and our teachers are working so hard every day to educate us and, like, pretty much educate our futures. So, yeah, we decided we were going to do something bigger, so.
Yeah, they, like Rowan said, they make our future, and without them, like, we're not going to have a great future. Like, we, like, with global warming and stuff, we need to turn this around, and we can't do that without proper education.
Mm-hmm. Can you say something about the situation with the contract, or why, what's not fair about this?
The contract, a teacher's contract is to get to school on time. You get a break at lunch, and you leave right after school. But the problem is that all of our teachers get to school, like, an hour early, plan the lesson. They plan the lesson the night before. They, like, spend way more time than they have to, yet they're getting way less than they should. So the contract is kind of showing, like, all of the teachers are getting right at school. They're not planning any of their lessons. They're not checking their email at night. They're just, like, completely following their contract.
Yeah, they're doing, the work to rule, and it's definitely affecting the way they're teaching, because usually they're doing so much extra. They're grading at home, they're preparing their classes, and now it's really affecting, like, our school days.
Like for example, like, a lot of kids in my math class will stay after school to do homework and work that wasn't finished, and since they struggle a little bit at math, and they need the extra help, but now they are forced to do this at home. Maybe they don't always have a parent at home since they're working, and, like, their grades going down. They're just not getting the attention that they need.
So I haven't really kept up with what's going on with this situation, with the teacher situation. But, like, what changed, like, in the recent past? Like,
well, the thing is that, like, recently the union NASS has started to, like, really realize, like, I was thinking about how Amherst gets, like, $12,000 more than that
a year
than the teachers in Northampton.
For the teacher salary?
Yeah. So, like, I feel like teachers are really starting to look at this and be like, this is totally wrong. Like, we've been working just as hard as all those other teachers, yet we're getting way less than them. So they started to, like, really realize it and be like, we have to make a change.
Yeah, and there's definitely the money in Northampton to get our teachers more wages, but it's just being spent on other things, like roads.
Building roads and doing all this stuff that, like, doesn't actually need to happen.
Yeah, who needs roads? We can just walk or bike
to
school.
Yeah, roads don't teach us anything.
Yeah.
We don't have to buy, like, brand new office buildings. It's like, why don't you just work from home? Like, there's, like, plenty of things that we need. And one of the biggest ones is a good education, a well-paid education.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's like other things are, it's like roads are more important than teachers. Like, that's not true. Like, teachers are making the future. Roads are just, like, helping people get from one place to another.
Yeah.
And, like, we have roads. It's just they're trying to make them so nice when, like, our teachers are struggling right now, like, to keep up.
Yeah, like, teachers are just taking job options elsewhere because the pay is so much greater. And, like, people in this town, we still need a good education, and our future is, like, depending on the education we get. So if our teachers are getting paid enough, then we're going to, like, have a better education.
I like what you say about, you know, new office buildings. They're like, we don't need everything to be brand new. Yeah. I feel like there's this standard that our society is, like, the expectations are just way out of control. And, like, I'm a trash hauler, so I've always seen, like, stuff thrown away because it's not, like, the newest or the whatever. So, like, renovations, like, yeah. Yeah, I like that you brought up that.
Like, that money can be spent on something greater.
Yeah, like, trying to look at what we really need.
Yeah, definitely.
What's, like, most important.
To find what we really need, we need to really look outside the box, like, really find, like, we have to dig deep into all the information, like, we only started, like, I know us three only started thinking about this once we realized, like, wow, they're getting so much less than everybody else.
The teachers, like, brought it up, then we realized, oh my gosh, this is actually happening, and they're, like, raising awareness, but we need to keep, like, telling people about this issue and, like, getting the newspaper.
We need to take, like, a step, like, up, like, it's, like, great doing, like, these, like, small things, like, small walkouts, but we need to, like, go bigger, expand, like, walk to town hall, do more things like that. Hopefully get more people in the future.
Yeah. And there's only three of us, but if we just keep doing this, we can start a bigger movement. Yeah. Three can turn to 30, 30 to 300. We can just keep going upward and upward.
Yeah. And who's got the decision-making power at this point to change teacher salaries?
That guy in there.
The mayor?
Yep.
Yeah, like, John Provost a little bit, and then mostly the mayor. It's like they're, like, distributing, like, the pay. It's like, come on, like, would you rather have, like, a nice load or, like, really good education? Like, it's your choice,
like,
but
that education can lead to better roads. Like, as students grow up, it's like we're making the future. But, like, if we all didn't have an education, we would not be here right now. Like, it would be, like, chaos. Like, education helps us so much, and, like, they should be, like, getting what they really deserve.
Are there any particular parts of your education that you value the most and that you know most passionate about learning more about?
I feel like artwork, mainly. Like, I know that, like, the high school's kind of been corrupt with that. Like, what's happening is, like, kids are, like, having to take more math classes. Like, the counselors will say, like, you should take another math class when, like, artwork is, like, a really good thing to learn about.
Creativity,
like,
is just, like, really important in kids' futures.
Math is really important in things, but, like, you should have the choice to take what you love. Like, if you love math, then take only math classes. Like, I mean, not only math classes, but, like, and if you love art, like, you should take art, as many art classes as you want.
Yeah, it's your choice, not the teacher's.
Yeah.
Mostly.
So there's only three of you, oh, I shouldn't say only, there's all three of you here, but there's a lot of support that you have from kids back in school.
Yeah, right? Definitely, a lot of support, and we've got a lot of support from everybody here.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, beeping at us, like, saying, we support you.
Keep doing your
thing. You coming down here and sitting with us, like, that just shows, like, look, we're collecting people.
Yeah, and we have, like, a lot of supporters at school who, like, unfortunately, like, our friend Davis Wheat, he wasn't able to come, but, like, he is a big supporter of us.
Yeah, he made most of our signs. And he just was really supportive.
Yeah,
a lot
if he
of
could have,
care
he would
about
have.
This matter.
What risk was it to you all, is it to you all, to not be in school today?
Maybe since it's only three of us, like, I don't think we're actually going to get in trouble because it says, actually, I remember this, Massachusetts State Law Chapter 76 says that, you only get in trouble after four unexcused absences in a 6-month period, and this is only one.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, we all thought, like, we might get in trouble, but, like, that's even showing how, like we're getting in trouble
for something we care about. We're willing to do that. Also, yeah, we're missing, like, tests to be out here. We're missing, like, a school day, but we're willing to do that because we just care about this matter.
And, like, you're advocating for the teachers, so it seems like the teachers would all support you.
Yeah, totally.
It's,
like,
it's,
teachers are, well, the thing is that a lot of people think that administrators are, like, the principal, associate principals. Like, they're getting more. They're not part of it. They're, like, they're not the ones that are getting less. It's our teachers that, like, I know some of my teachers are, like, great job with the walkout. Like, people, like, were letting their kids do it, and, like, I feel like teachers are so supportive, and, like, we couldn't do any of this without them.
Yeah, teachers are the best.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a pretty chilly day today. I didn't dress warmly enough. I had to find another coat to put on. Are you all cold?
I think
Yeah, because we've been walking. We walked like an hour and a half, so now it's like sitting down. Where
yeah, we walked probably walked 4 miles or something.
From JFK? Where'd you walk from?
From JFK, yeah. We walked from JFK. We like warmed up, and now we're sitting here. It's getting a little chilly.
And are you going to, what are you going to do the rest of the day?
We're probably going to go get, like, stay here for, like, another 20 minutes, go get lunch, and then we'll probably walk to school and show all the students coming out of school.
We'll take a walk back, hand out pamphlets as we go, put them on people's, like, doorstep, just, yeah, raise awareness.
Do you have any favorite reactions you've gotten from people today?
This one lady who knows Noah, she was driving, she beeped, rolled down the window, stopped in the middle of the road, took a photo, pulled over, and started calling the Gazette.
And she was like, this is amazing. And then she like gave us a bunch of reasons like why she supported this cause. It was really nice. It was like a good boost right in the beginning of our walk.
Yeah, at least confidence that like other people are feeling what we feel.
Yeah. Is there any kind of reaction you want to get from people?
Mostly like people that take our pamphlets. Like I know a lot of people are thinking like, oh, I don't want to take these papers, but like we're kind of like keep pushing. Like we're like, you really should. Like Noah's been getting a ton of people to take the pamphlets.
Can one of you two who haven't talked as much, can you tell me about the pamphlets? What the pamphlets say and what you're asking.
Yeah, the pamphlets are like well, we have two. One of them has this sort of meeting thing that's going on.
On June 4th, actually, everybody is welcome to at the Civic Center. There will be free pizza and childcare to support the teachers. And, like, hopefully we can get a lot of people to go there.
That's a good deal. Support the teachers by eating free pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But tell me more about that meeting on June 4th in Florence.
So the timing, Jamie knows a little bit more about Jamie than us. But the timing is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Civic Center on June 4th, right? Yeah. Tuesday, June 4th.
And it's just, like, bring all your people, like, bring your friends, bring your family. And it's just, like, trying to get the community to come together in support of the teachers. Yeah, just telling people about this. So we're trying to get a bunch of people and to come to that, because the more, the better there.
And the orange flyer says, I'm with NASE. What's NASE?
NAS.
It's the Northampton Area... What is it?
Northampton Association of School Employees. Like, cafeteria workers, custodians, like, all
teachers.
Of the...
Teachers.
Yeah, they're basically getting paid, like, minimum wage. Like, somebody, like, who, like, might be doing, like, a job, like, say, like, I don't know if, like, you... A very simple job is, like, might be getting paid more than these people who are, like, caring, like, trying really hard, and they're just not getting paid what they deserve. Like, they're getting paid much more less than, like, what they should be.
Yeah, it just says, like, scan this code and just, like, tell the school committee that I'm with NAS.
Yeah, it's mostly, like, giving information about what NAS is and, like, how to support us.
Okay. So, Northampton
Association
of School Employees, that's all employees of the school, you said? Like,
teachers, so custodians.
All employees.
The cafeteria workers.
Yeah. Workers.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Not really. Just shout out to
just
our friend
Davis. Shout out, like, social media is great. Like, we posted a few pictures that said repost, just so, like, hopefully people can repost the pictures. Just, like, get it all through. And just hopefully next time we'll have more people.
Yeah, next time people will know more about this, then we'll, just bump the numbers up.
Like, if three people can do it, like, imagine how much a whole school community can do. Like, if we all, like, come together, like, we can make a really big change.
So that was James and Rowan and Noah. 7th graders at JFK Middle School here in Florence. I asked them if they had any music they wanted to go with the interview, and they said, Georgia on My Mind. They're all part of the JFK Middle School jazz band, or at least some of them are. So here's a little Ray Charles. Oh, and you're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Thank you.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
That's for the seventh graders at JFK Middle School. And also, since they're part of the band, I found this recording of a JFK Middle School 2018 jazz band performance at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton. That's JFK Middle School Jazz Band playing Frankenstein. And the James and Rowan and Noah on the steps of City Hall this morning holding signs. The meeting that they were passing out flyers about is Northampton School's Emergency Community Forum on June 4th at the Florence Civic Center, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Free pizza and childcare. That's in big capital letters repeatedly. Calling all parents, students, labor, and community to come together to stand with the Northampton School employees. We need to unite to create the schools our children deserve. Bring your ideas, bring your classmates, bring your friends, bring your solidarity. Communities all over the country are rising up to make sure we fund our public schools. We're part of a growing movement. You're listening to Out There here on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. This is WXOJ LP 103.3 FM here in Northampton. I've got a few stories, I guess. Is it story time? Well, I just got some things to talk about. So last week on the show, I was talking about how I'm trying to get a shipment of bikes to send to Trinidad for this bike project, some bike projects as of yet to be determined. I'm working with my partners there in Trinidad to sort of figure out what this is going to look like. But as part of my research this past weekend, I went to Boston to Bikes Not Bombs. Dorchester, actually, they have a warehouse in Dorchester. They have like Earn a Bike programs and a bike shop, as well as the international program. So I went because they had put a call out for volunteers to come on Sunday and help load a shipping container that was going to be sent to St. Martin in the Caribbean. And this shipping container, this project was coordinated by a woman, Patricia Hellinger, from New Haven, who's originally from St. Martin. And after Hurricane Irma in 2017, she wanted to help out, to help the island rebuild. And so she asked her friends and family there if there's anything she could do. And she also lost her mom as an effect of the hurricane and the lack of medical care. But anyway, so she had asked the people there what she could do. And the response that she got was that four of the schools wanted to start a youth bike program in the schools. And also, she also used to be head of the New Haven Police Department, and the police department in St. Martin wanted to start a Cops on Bikes program. And so she got New Haven Police Department to donate like maybe 10 of their last year's model of police bikes to the St. Martin Bicycle Initiative. And then also she got lots of people to donate youth bikes to send down there. So on Sunday when I was at the Bikes Not Bombs warehouse, the tractor trailer was there with a big 40-foot shipping container on the back of it. And Bikes Not Bombs, some of their volunteers or employees, I'm not sure. So mostly volunteers, if not all, they were loading it with bikes. And then Patricia showed up from New Haven with a moving truck with another 250 bikes in it. So anyway, we packed that 40-foot shipping container with 562 bikes. that was working from like 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And there is a very specific method to the packing. And Charlie, the guy that was in the truck all day, he was packing those things in like cards on a deck. We took off the seats and the pedals and deflated the tires, twisted the handlebars and lowered them, and then like stacked them in. And then when they would get several rows of bikes stacked up and packed in there, then they did what they would call sprinkling of the pedals and seats. So when they took off the pedals and seats, well, the pedals and the seats had already been taken off. And then they had milk crates and plastic tubs of seats and pedals. So when there were a few rows of bikes stacked and packed in there, they would just take the milk crates and the tubs of seats and just sprinkle them in the cracks, just like pour them on and shake the bikes, what little the bikes could move, until they all, until they settled down in there. Like, they didn't waste any space in that truck. Even like when they closed the very back door, they were still like stuffing pumps and clothing, like floor pumps, clothing, any little thing they could stuff in there, they would stuff it in and then slam the door shut before anything could fall out. Well, things were so tangled in there. I shouldn't say tangled, but things were so well stacked. In fact, I don't think they would have fallen out anyway. So that shipping container will be sent off to St. Martin. And I thought a lot about the project that I'm working on to send some to Trinidad. And basically, Bikes Not Bombs is looking for more international partners, especially in East Africa and Central and South America and the Caribbean. And they can help me fill a container if the project in Trinidad that I'm working on meets their criteria. I am still looking for bike donations. If you have a bike that's pretty much working or close to working or mostly just needs a tune-up, you can drop it off at 8 High Street in Florence or 12 Northern Avenue in Northampton, which is the bike lab location. Bikes that I would really like are road bikes that have horizontal dropouts, so where the rear wheel fits in the frame. If that part of the frame is like more horizontal than vertical, then that's really good, because that means that when the derailleur breaks and the shifting cables break or get rusty, that means that they can just convert the bike into a single speed. And because the dropouts are vertical or horizontal, you can like pull the chain back to tighten it. You don't have to rely on the derailleur for tensioning of the chain. Because my partners in Trinidad said, yeah, bikes here, we're not going to be able to replace parts if that costs money. We have labor, but we can't, you know, we can't get new parts. So anything that we can fix up as a single speed is really great. And what else do I have from today? Okay, here's an article in the paper I came across when I was emptying someone's recycling. This is from the New York Times from Tuesday, May 28th. That would have been yesterday. The title is "Ordered on an App, the Noodles and Barbecue Arrive Within Minutes. The Containers They Come In Could Be Around for Hundreds of Years." And the title below that says, "China Chokes on Takeout Plastic. Beijing. In all likelihood, the enduring physical legacy of China's internet boom will not be the glass and steel office complexes or the fancy apartments for tech elites. It will be the plastic." Well, I don't need to read anymore. I think everyone knows that plastic is a problem and ending up in our waterways and everywhere else. I read something the other day that said, you know, we can't just wake up today and do the same thing we did yesterday or nothing's going to change. I don't know. A lot of people are doing some really good things. So if you're doing great stuff and you did it yesterday, then do great stuff tomorrow too. You are listening to Out There here on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring, and here is some Diana Ross.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try. Take a little time. Catch
Time for some announcements. Coming up this Saturday is Florence Night Out. That's June 1st. And from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., it's a Florence Village block party. New for this year, a portion of Main Street will be closed off during the entire event. And it's designed to appeal to audiences of all ages. It's a street festival that will include mobile art box installations, open art studios, art openings, live music, dance lessons, contemporary and folk dance performances, poetry readings, short film video screenings, theater performance, art demos, family-friendly activities, extended hours and special menus at local restaurants. I'm going to guess that will include some pizza, being Florence, and more. All right, this year, Florence Night Out is partnering with Friends of Northampton Trails and Greenways to plan a bike ride from Pulaski Park that culminates in the heart of the festivities. Meanwhile, Mass Bike will offer a bike valet for visitors arriving to the party via conveniently situated bike routes. It's right on the bike path. And Valley Bike Share will offer free demos to ride at Cooper's Corner. The event aims to draw 2,000 or more participants and visitors to Florence Center. Florence artist and lead organizer Donabel Cassis is co-curating a new series of mobile art box installations with Amanda Herman, a multimedia artist and education curator at the UMass University Museum of Contemporary Art. Florence Night Out has once again partnered with Tony Gleason, Florence resident and owner of DIY Mobile Box, to have four mobile art boxes. Mobile art boxes, they're like 8x8x16-foot pop-up temporary art spaces that will house interactive multimedia installations. All right, what else? Full Circle Bikes will offer a bike check station at 30 North Maple. And what else? You can learn wood turning with a demonstration by New England School of Architectural Woodworking at 40 Main Street. And create chalk art at 56 Main Street with Chrissy Nethercott. And there's going to be some pedicab rides. I'm trying to bring the rickshaw out for it. Anyway, that's all this Saturday evening, June 1st, in downtown Florence. Also coming up this Saturday, June 1st, in Greenfield, is a film at First Congregational Church called Race, The Power of an Illusion. It's a film and discussion. That's Saturday, June 1st, from 10:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., and that's at the Congregational Church on Silver Street in Greenfield, sponsored by Racial Justice Rising. And admission is free, and there's also free childcare. Contact racialjusticerising.org if you need childcare. This is the second part of the viewing and discussion of the film, Race, the Power of an Illusion. We will see how race benefits white people quietly and often invisibly because of the racialized nature of our laws, courts, customs, and perhaps most pertinently, our housing. Also coming up on June 1st, this Saturday, is the Western Mass Surge meeting in Northampton, Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at the Northampton Friends Meeting House at 43 Center Street. It's their general meeting. There's actually a potluck at 8:30 that people are encouraged to come to, a breakfast morning potluck. The agenda's in progress, but one of the things that they'll be talking about is the reparations campaign. If you can't come to the meeting, you can still consider making a reparations payment through their website, and you can just go to wmsurge.com and look for that. You can either make a one-time payment or set up an automatic monthly payment. And there's actually like a chart that they have on that website where you'll see a sliding scale based on income, or like a suggestion of how much white people are encouraged to pay towards this campaign. And on that note, here's some Bill Scott Heron.
Written many directions for the aid that was given. They gave us pieces of silver and pieces of gold. Tell me who paid reparations on my soul. Many fine speeches. Never really there, yes, but the heat in the summer was there and the freezing winter's cold. Now tell me who'll pay reparations on my soul. Call my brother a junkie, say he ain't got no job. Mother!
That was Gil Scott-Heron. You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. Democracy Now! Comes up at 5 o'clock. This is WXOJ 103.3 FM in Northampton. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Also coming up this weekend is the Saturday Bike Lab. This Saturday and every Saturday, unless it's like really cold in winter and I'm out of town. And at the Bike Lab at 12 Northern Avenue, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come with your bike, your questions, your willing attitude, and learn to fix your bike or learn how to maintain it or just borrow the tools or scavenge spare parts. We also have some bikes for sale. You can barter, earn a bike, and we're also accepting bike donations to ship to Trinidad or redistribute, hopefully, anywhere there where bikes are needed. So how about we're going to go out with some Andy Grammer. And thanks for listening to Out There and to Valley Free Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show. You can hear archived editions of Out There at weatherbeard.com/out there. That's it.
My mother was a sunshine soldier. Every day was a dream come true. She said that we were blessed by the breath deep inside us. She could make the colors in the sky turn blue. She said, honey, what you gonna do today? You're second guessing every single move you make. You're definitely gonna have some very hard days, but I'll be right here for you. And she said, before I go, there is one thing you should know. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. 'Cause in the end, the love we taste got nothing on the love we make. So give love. So give love. So give love. Say you're gonna be a light in a cold world. You got extra love pumping up in your veins. To my people feeling down, to my people feeling empty. I got so much of this love, I gotta give it away. Hey, honey, what you gonna do today? You're second guessing every single move you make. You're definitely gonna have some very hard days, but I'll be right here for you. And she said, before I go, there is one thing you should know. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. 'Cause in the end, the love we taste got nothing on the love we make. So give love.
Yeah.
So give love.
And you know I got you. Yeah. Yeah.
Put this on repeat. It's so elementary. Just that 1 + 1 = 2. You sprinkle love that equal 3. Maybe that's the remedy. Blind man, he can even see. If you wanna cook it up, well then I know the recipe. It's that L-O-V-E. I know you see me.
Right.
Down the avenue, they hate him throwing a piece. That's my own reply. You know I don't even try. Yeah, I give that love, I give that love. I know the reason why. Whoa.
I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some, I give love.